This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith, "Al-yad al-ulya khayrun min al-yad al-sufla, wabda' biman ta'ul, wa khayru sadaqati 'an dhahr al-ghina, wa man yasta'fif yu'ifuhu Allah, wa man yastaghni yughnihi Allah." So it says in this hadith in Bukhari, the upper hand is better than the lower one. And begin charity with those who are under your care. And the best charity is that which is given out of surplus. And he who asks Allah to help him abstain from the unlawful and the forbidden. And he who asks Allah to help him abstain from the unlawful and forbidden, Allah will fulfill his wish. And he who seeks self-sufficiency will be made self-sufficient by Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is getting in depth in regards to self-sufficiency and how you as a man particularly should look at asking people and going out to seek your own risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when we look at a farmer, subhanallah, is one of the most commendable professions. And we say it's a profession because it takes time to learn how to, learning the soil, the seeds, all of these elements that help you grow vegetation, whether it's a carrot, whether it's eggplant, tomatoes, spinach, oranges from the trees. It takes a level of patience, but you working on that is that which will, it embodies masculinity from the aspect of trusting in Allah and relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a level of self-sufficiency because you're not asking anyone for anything. You're simply relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation in manifest. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the upper hand is better than the lower one. This is the individual that has provisions and gives to others. So notice, he has provisions. And having provisions, preferably, is how he said in another hadith, يَحْتَطِبْ. They go out in the woods and gather wood with their hands and their profession. So you having a profession and going out and seeking the risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your mind and your body. So learning something in college, learning from a mentor, and going out and seeking the provisions from your skill and obtaining money from that. That's why it's important to go out and to fail, to do things, to learn things, apply for a job, work from like 4 to 9, 3 days a week while you're in school, on the weekends, maybe take a couple of hours and make sure that you can come home and serve your mother and your parents. Or if you're someone that wants to take on a new career, you're working at your job and you have what they call a side hustle, seeking the barakah, side barakah. You're seeking it to learn something new in order to gather more money to be able to provide for yourself and your family or your future endeavor. When you reach that point, give sadaqah. This is the best situation to where you have what from you have your hard work that brings value, and you give to others that are in need. This is the best situation. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولْ. And interesting here, he said, and to begin in charity with those that are under your care. Preparing you to be a father, a husband, a leader, a man. Giving you the pillars of manhood in regards to how you provide for others in your house and outside of your house. So وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولْ. You have all of this money that you've obtained, and you just got married, you just have a child, and you've been giving sadaqah, you know, since you were 15, mashallah, tabarakallah. But it's going to change now. The money that you have, firstly, primarily goes to those whom Allah has put in your care. As we mentioned in the earlier hadith, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'ayati. All of you are shepherds, and you will have to be responsible for your flock. Those who are under your care, that are looking to and at you to take care of them, to provide for them, to protect them, start with them. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ عَنْ ظَهْرِ الْغِنَى. And the best charity is that which is given out of surplus. So this is beautiful because he's showing here that fulfill your responsibilities before you go and give charity. Take care of the bare necessities of your family, your wife, food, clothing, shelter. You provide a house for her, somewhere for her to live, and you provide her with the clothing that she needs and the food that sustains her, and whoever else comes from both of you, your family, your children, your progeny. You take care of them first, biman ta'ul. And then after that, you give from surplus, which is extra. And that is very important because he's reminding you that which is left over is from Allah. Give back to those that may need your help. To where, ultimately, as we see the wisdom of zakat, the goal of zakat is to provide for those that are in need to where they can use that money to eventually not be in need and give zakat. As we see during the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiallahu anhu. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about the relationship with Allah in regards to these three. He said, وَمَن يَسْتَعْفِفْ يَعِفُهُ اللَّهُ. And he who seeks Allah to abstain, seeks help from Allah, to abstain from the unlawful and the forbidden, Allah will fulfill his wish. This is important. When you're seeking a profession, go for the halal jobs. When you're looking in for entrepreneurship, for the halal position, the halal jobs. As a man, you want to make sure that you start in a pure fashion. You start in a profession that is commendable, that is halal, that Allah loves, that helps people, that helps yourself. When your son and your daughter look at you, that you're fulfilling, it's a commendable position. Getting your hands dirty doesn't matter. You're going out there and you're seeking Allah's provision, providing from them, but ultimately you start by asking Allah to keep you away from the haram. وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفُهُ اللَّهُ. This is important as well because it shows that you are relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. You're relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that He is the ultimate provider, so you're asking Him to give you the strength and the patience to seek the halal. Then after that, he says, Allah will fulfill His wish, and he who seeks self-sufficiency will be made self-sufficient by Allah. Brothers, it is important that now you're young, if you're a young teenager, try to get out of asking your mom money for food, seeking a job, asking your parents money for clothes, seeking a way of provisions. Go out and take some clothes, buy something online, work for Amazon, work for a company, take a mentor, obtain money, buy your own property, your own things, and eventually you'll see the importance of earning before asking. And that is ultimately what this hadith is calling to. Earning before asking. Earning with your own hard work, which brings value to others. That is the best situation, to where your value increases, you increase your money, and you give to others. You give back to youth that were just like you. You give back to people that may have faced an unfortunate situation by the qadr of Allah, and you're helping them get back on their feet. That is what a man does. A man looks at the people around them and helps them to lift them up. That is a strong aspect of masculinity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people that help those that are in need, to where we will have the yadul ulya, to where we will have the upper hand to help those that may have a lower hand. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.